I zoomed in and watched that last bit again. After he polished the lens, he looked down as if he had dropped something. He stooped over, which made all but his backside disappear beyond the rim of the tablet. When he stood up, bulging back into the picture again, he had something new in his hand. A rectangular object about the size of a book. I didn't have to zoom in on this to know what it was. The dust jacket that, a day previously, I had torn off of this very tablet. The wind had snatched it from my hand, and in my haste to leave, I had, like an idiot, left it lying where it had fallen. Saman examined it for a minute, turning it this way and that. After a while, he seemed to get an idea of what it was. His head snapped around to look at me, at Clesthora's eye, rather. He approached and peered into the lens, then cocked his head, reached down, and I guessed, though I couldn't see, prodded the little door that covered the tablet slot. His face registered something. If I had wanted, I could have zoomed in on his eyeballs and seen what was reflected in them. But I didn't need to, because the look on his face told all. Less than 24 hours after I had slipped that tablet into Clesthora's eye, someone else in this consent had known about it. Saman stood there for another minute, pondering. Then he folded up the dust jacket, inserted it into a breast pocket of his cloak, turned his back on me, and walked away.